Pope Francis spoke of right ways and wrong ways to live with pain and suffering during the audience on Saturday with the Apostolate of the Suffering and the Silent Workers of the Cross. The two associations were founded by Blessed Luigi Novarese for evangelization by and among people with illness and disability. About 5,000 members attended, 350 of them in wheelchairs.
Beati quelli che sono nel pianto.
In his message to the associations marking the centenary of their founder's birth, Pope Francis reflected on the beatitude, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." With this prophetic word, he said, Jesus refers to a condition of life on earth from which no one is spared. There are those who mourn because they are not healthy, those who mourn because they are alone and misunderstood.
I motivi della sofferenza sono tanti.
The reasons for suffering are many. Jesus experienced affliction and humiliation in this world, he said. He gathered human suffering and assumed them in his flesh. He lived them profoundly, one by one. By saying, blessed are those who mourn, the Pope continued, Jesus does not intend to declare an unfortunate and burdensome condition in life to be happy. Suffering is not a value in itself, but a reality that Jesus teaches us to live with the correct attitude. The Pope went on to stress that there are right and wrong ways to live with pain and suffering.
Un atteggiamento sbagliato. È quello di vivere il dolore in maniera passiva.
The wrong attitude is to live pain in a passive manner, letting go with inertia and resignation, he said. Even the reaction of rebellion and rejection is not a correct attitude. Jesus teaches us to live the pain by accepting the reality of life with trust and hope, bringing the love of God and neighbor, even in suffering. The meeting came on the 67th anniversary of the founding of the Apostolate of the Suffering and a little over 1 year after Blessed Luigi Novarese's beatification in May of last year. I'm Laura Uracci.